96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
We can be babies, but you take a look at the registration. You have illegals, you have dead people, you have this. It's really a bad situation. It's really bad.
He is arguably the most unpredictable president of modern times, from battles with Mexico and Australia to the travel ban that has crippled airport terminals. President Donald Trump's actions may have you wondering, really wondering, what's next. It may also cause you some anxiety and stress. Well, on this Medical Monday, we're asking, how do you deal with that? And, of course, we have answers as well. Joining me to talk about this are Dr. Nicole Cutts. She's a clinical psychologist with Cutts Consulting. And Dr. Thomas Mellman, psychiatrist and director of the Center for Clinical and Translational Research and Sleep Stress Studies here at Howard University. Lines are open. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling stress, dare I say executive-level anxiety and stress over executive orders, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Mellman, Dr. Cutts, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
It's good to be here.
Okay,
my pleasure.
let's jump right into this conversation. It's been a little more than 2 weeks. President Trump has been extremely busy with executive orders and a lot of actions, and sometimes just with words that for some can be a little confusing, to say the least. Should, and I'll start with Dr. Cutts, should Americans who are concerned about the kind of back and forth and up and down of these White House actions, should they expect to feel anxiety and stress?
I think it's normal to feel some level of anxiety and stress. If you're not feeling that, that's great. But I think it's normal when a situation is unpredictable and when, you know, for many of us, we feel the foundation of our country is shifting. It's normal to feel some anxiety and stress. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, how do you deal with it? And we're going to be talking about that tonight.
Absolutely. I would imagine, Dr. Mellman, one of the most highly visible examples of anxiety and stress is in what we saw at the airports a week or so ago, when the travel ban came up and airports were not only crowded with people who were being held and then sent back overseas, as well as protesters, you know, who were there. Getting to the airport is already difficult enough, you know, even when the weather is perfect. Is that a good example of the kind of shift, for example, that Dr. Cutts was just talking about and what people are experiencing?
Well, what are people responding to? They're responding to feeling threatened. And, of course, that most directly applies to people who immigrated or fled the countries that are listed in the travel ban. But, of course, everyone's wondering, will this generalize further? Will it affect other groups? Will it affect me? And people are also feeling disparaged, not protected, not a loss of advocacy. And so the anxiety that they're experiencing, as Dr. Cutts alluded to, is understandable and appropriate. Anxiety can signal our attention and an awareness to things that we need to think about and or address, and in that sense, it's useful. But when it's pervasive, when a person's preoccupied, when they can't think about other things, when it intrudes upon them and affects their sleep and diminishes their ability to respond to what's in front of them, including their family and relationships, as well as work responsibilities, then that's something that they should be concerned about and try to mitigate.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday, and we're talking about how the executive actions coming out of the White House, specifically from President Trump, are in some cases perhaps causing you some personal anxiety, some personal stress. If you are feeling stressed out, if you are feeling a sense of anxiety because of what we are seeing from the president, give us a call. I'd like to hear what it is that you are feeling, what it is that you're experiencing. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And here's the thing that I find so fascinating. You can't get away from the news of what is happening with President Trump and what's happening happening at the White House. And I'm not suggesting in any way, shape, or form this because I'm a news person, because it is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's on social media. It is online. It is on television. You hear it at work. Your friends are talking about it, whether they the person in the next cubicle at XYZ company is a supporter of the Trump administration or not a supporter. You're hearing about what's going on Capitol Hill, about the confirmation. You know, how can you get away from this without crawling under a rock?
Well, you know, a lot of people actually, Harold, are trying to do that right now. I've heard a lot of clients and friends talk about, I'm just staying off of social media. I'm keeping the radio off. I think that you have to strike a balance between burying your head in the sand and setting boundaries so that you're not constantly being inundated with information that's going to cause that threat response that Dr. Mehlman was talking about. So I would say to moderate the amount of news and information that you take in. Frankly, I don't suggest completely shutting it off unless, you feel like you're on the verge of having a breakdown or something. I think that you need to stay informed, and I do think that avoiding completely is not a healthy response either.
Your thoughts about that, Dr. Mehlman?
I agree that denial and avoidance are not ultimately constructive ways of coping. Part of it's, I suppose, the activist in me that isn't comfortable with people just sitting this one out and avoiding television, Facebook, and conversations in the workplace. But the perceptions are there, the feelings are there, the thoughts are there, and I think trying to push them aside ultimately gives them more strength. But one can, as Dr. Cutts indicated, try to find a balance. Exercise, meditation, whatever, a person has found to be helpful in the past, being attentive to family members and relationships and the task at hand is all important and is an important way of coping with the stress that to maintain concern but not to be dysfunctionally preoccupied.
And, I can see what you mean, with that. But if you're stressed out with what is coming out of the White House, and then after yesterday's football game, you might as well just end the world right there. It's just so stressed out right now.
Not everybody's from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we can talk about that.
Well, I think
next
you can reframe that. That's a very promising team that I think next year will have a very good chance at their turn.
There you go. There's always a silver lining. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about stress and anxiety as a result of some of the actions coming out of the White House. What has been your experience? How do you feel about it? How are you dealing with it? Dan, calling from Southeast, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. So you asked the question about what feelings am I feeling from the start of January 20th. Well, as we all know, I've been feeling stress, anxiety. In the workplace, there's always an unwritten rule that you shouldn't talk religion, politics, but every time you hear it, you hear the murmurs, you hear the supporters, you hear the anti-vote, which, I do not support this man. This man is against humanity, okay? And I keep hearing it from his supporters, as soon as November 9th hit, they felt empowered. They felt like they can't be touched. They felt like they can say anything out of their mouth. and we can't do anything about it. Yeah. And I know I'm hearing a lot of people say, like, you know, in order for us to we all need to talk about it. Okay, I get it. We all need to talk about it. But we can talk about it till we turn blue, but no one, all I can say is that I agree to disagree with what these supporters have to say.
Well, let me ask you, Dan, I mean, when you say you're feeling that anxiety and that stress, you know, how is that presenting? How is it manifesting itself? I mean, are you losing sleep or what?
I'm going to be straight up honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an open person. I'm willing to accept you openly. But when you show your cards, I take a back seat and I just not necessarily shut down, but I know, like, here's the thing. I can take an open racist rather than a covert racist, a closet racist. But once I figure you out and I know you're a racist and I'm taking my workplace as an example, then I know how to deal with you or not deal with
you.
So
how do you do that? I mean, okay, so you're not feeling, you know, physically or emotionally great about it. And so if you feel that someone is, as a result of, you know, the election and the like, you know, not necessarily supportive of you, of your political views and the like, and it continues to manifest itself. So how do you deal with that? How do you find a sense of calm and peace in your own spirit?
Well, I hate to use the word click, but that would be my support group.
So stay with the folks that you are comfortable with.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. And I know, you know, we should all have these healthy conversations and what have you. Which, trust me, I had those conversations last week.
Well, hold on for a minute, because Dr. Cutts, you wanted to share your thoughts about what Dan was saying.
Well, in terms of, you know, having to have these healthy conversations, you know, not necessarily. I think that one of the things we need to do to take care of ourselves is to conserve our energy and to set boundaries. And it sounds to me that what Dan is doing of having his support group is a good idea. And what he might also want to do is put his attention elsewhere when he hears these comments, because we know there are people who support Trump and support what he's doing. Okay, that's just a fact. So what Dan might want to do is just put his attention elsewhere. You know, okay, I know these people exist. Here's an example of somebody who feels this way. He doesn't necessarily have to get into a conversation with that person.
Okay, Dan, thank you so much. Dr. Melman, your thoughts about that as well. How does someone, you know, like Dan get to a place where they can at least begin to calmly and feel and find a place where their emotions are settled when they're constantly being bombarded with these anxiety-promoting changes?
Well, it sounds like Dan has some well-honed strategies for coping with these situations. And indeed, you know, one of the most stressful aspects of what's been going on is how it has, as he stated, unleashed points of view that were there before, but now people, as he put it, feel empowered to say things that they might have had some reservation about before. But I think there's also been a counterside to that one can take some solace in, that, you know, right after the inauguration, there was a huge outpouring of demonstration focusing on women. And we're seeing at the airports, we're seeing people coming there to show their solidarity and acceptance. And while there have been a lot of statements that disparage and disrespect the minority groups, there's also support out there. And I don't think I or anyone else can tell Dan what his comfort level should be in terms of discussing or disagreeing. But on the other hand, you know, I totally agree with Dr. Cutts that there, and as I said before, there are other things to be engaged in and other conversations to be had to balance one's experience.
202 319-781-0202. 319-781-0. We are talking about executive-level anxiety and stress because of President Trump's executive-level orders. How does it impact you? Are you feeling stressed out? Are you feeling anxiety? How are you dealing with it? We'd love to hear from you tonight. Give us a call. Let me know what you're experiencing. Hey, are you losing sleep over it? We can talk about that as well. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're calling in, stay with us. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue. On Sirius XM Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your comments and your questions in just a few seconds.